Dramatic drone footage shot by North Bay resident Neil Brown around 7 a.m. on Tuesday, March 26 shows the damage caused by the Main Street fire and effort by firefighters to control it. A pair of North Bay businesses, Cedar Tree Lebanese Restaurant and Deluxe Tattoo, were destroyed in the blaze. Six upstairs apartments were also lost. See related. Cedar Tree fire. We may never know the cause. A Cedar Tree Facebook post notes, "Thank you everyone for your overwhelming support during this difficult time. It's tough to comprehend our loss. May God give strength to all the residents of the building to get through this tragic incident. Thank you all for your love and support. It motivates us to stay strong through this difficult time." See also, video, fire crews battle downtown blaze, and firefighters continue to snuff out downtown fire. Meanwhile, support for Deluxe Tattoo continues to pour in. Cecil's Brewhouse and Kitchen is assisting the apartment residents who are victims of the fire by hosting a pasta dinner fundraiser, with all proceeds going to the apartment residents of the fire. That event takes place on Thursday, April 4, starting at 4 p.m. and includes pasta with meatballs, tea, coffee or soft drinks for a $15 donation. In addition, the Capital Center and the show Aces of Magic are also pitching in to help. The team behind the Aces of Magic show has heard about the Main Street fire that occurred on March 26 and is joining forces with Cecil's to help support those who lost their homes in the fire, reads a news release. The Aces of Magic team and Sin City Illusions will be donating $10 from each ticket sold using the promo code Cecil's. Patrons using the code also save 10%. The show is scheduled for April 5 at 7:30 p.m. Deputy Mayor Maggie Horsfield posted, "Deluxe Tattoo Social Club has been my go-to for tattoos for over a decade. Thinking about all those impacted by yesterday's fire. In times like these, I believe it's vital for the community to come together to support the individuals and businesses impacted by this unfortunate event." She mentions a GoFundMe campaign is set up to help those impacted. Polly's daughter-in-law, Brandy Hughes, writes, "My father-in-law's tattoo shop was involved in the fire at the Cedar Tree restaurant. Unfortunately, Polly has lost everything he has worked for over 20 years. Now we aren't looking for handouts, we simply wanted something so that people who have been asking how to help can. Polly has already started trying to get a new version of Deluxe Tattoo back, but as you can appreciate, we are starting from ground zero. A little fire can't stop Mr. Hatter, he's driven to get back up and going for everyone as soon as possible. We're just trying to help him out while he figures out what's next." About $3,600 has been raised with a $5,000 goal.